next item is Mark G. Wells, 3 lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 38.
Now, this is a request to subdivide a 4.6-acre parcel into 3 lots with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The owner's proposing to widen an existing old county road known as Radcliffe Lane to a 50-foot right-of-way. Radcliffe Lane's currently an existing 15-foot wide right-of-way. Lot 1 would contain 1.54 acres. Lots 2 and 3 would contain 1.56. You could approve the request as submitted, or an application for a major subdivision could be required. If the request were approved as submitted, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision will require an application for a public hearing. I provided each of you a sketch drawing of the request. And today we received two letters from adjoining property owners. The first one's addressed to the commission. Mark Wells purchased property that's adjacent to my property line. He has intentions to divide the property into 3 building lots and put them up for sale. Since there is no existing right-of-way, the proposal is proposing to use 15 feet of my property to create an entrance to build these lots. I am not in agreement with this proposal, as I have no interest in using my property in this manner. That was signed by James V. Reed III. And the second letter was addressed to the commission. I'm writing this letter to oppose Mark J. Wells' request to take part of my private road, Radcliffe Lane, off of Road 38 for a new right-of-way road. I was not notified of his intentions to do this. My family and I have lived on my farm for 60 years and plan to continue farming in the future. We like the privacy Radcliffe Lane gives us. Since my farm is located on Waples Pond and abuts up to the Prime Hook Wildlife Refuge, we also want to ensure that our national wildlife will continue to have a home here. Thank you, and that's signed by Vera Clifton Reed. It seems there's a question of who owns
what?
Right away.
That sounds like one of those public hearing things, yeah. Mr. Chairman.
According to the survey, Radcliffe Lane is on the adjoining property owner. They're dedicating 35 additional feet on Wells' site, but they don't have permission to use the 15 feet from the Reeds. Probably needs to be denied.
I'd like to ask a refresher question, please. What is the difference between a right-of-way and an easement?
Right-of-way, I mean, easement is a recorded document. Usually it's recorded that says, you know, you have the right to use somebody else's property, in this case, for access, ingress, and egress.
Right.
Right-of-way is similar to that. I mean, it just describes the area where the ingress and egress is, located. The bigger difference that people get confused on is right-of-way may be 50 feet wide, where the actual roadway maybe 10 feet wide. They think the right-of-way is 10 feet wide, when actually it's well beyond the boundaries of the pavement, for example.
I know that the easement goes with the land. Does the right-of-way go with the land, or does it go with the owner or property owner?
I would say, really, you know, right-of-way in this case really doesn't mean all that much. It's more based on, you know, what a recorded easement would say, that, you know, all the property owners have to use somebody else's land to get access to theirs.
My concern is, in the absence of a recorded easement, I think we might be inviting trouble if we do this.
We do not have a recorded easement.
Yeah, and there is a dispute. So
we have a survey is all. I look, years ago, if you look at the tax map that Shane provided, because it shows a parcel 37 and then a dotted line around, or a dashed line around, the site in question. There's a lot in between. That's number 39.01. And it was highlighted on the tax map showing it had been approved. And we've yet to find the survey. We've been looking for it the last couple of days. We've yet to find the survey showing where that was approved and when. But there's also an 82 date this year. That's what we do to try to give us some kind of
benchmark
that it was done. And there's an 82 right next to that circle. And I'm assuming that it was approved in 82, but we haven't found that plot yet, a record. It went by the names and by the ownership, but we haven't yet to find it. So that there would appear that there was a parcel approved. And whether or not it was from a 50-foot access or whether it was from that 15-foot access, I don't know. We don't find it. So we're still trying to research it anyway.
I think we should at least defer it.
Or if, you know, there's opposition on this one, it may be one rather than just defer it if the inevitable is going to be a public hearing.
That's what I'm saying. At least defer it. I think it probably should go to a public hearing if there's opposition, you know?
That would be...
Just deny it.
And then they required. Well, then they, for them to come back with a subdivision application at a public hearing, then they would have to show that they had approved access to use it.
There you go.
We may be doing them a favor by
making them do that.
Yeah. Then everyone involved will know what they do or don't have, and if a road maintenance agreement needs to come up, it'll be helpful.
I agree. Mr. Chairman, my recommendation for Mark J. Wells, 3 lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 38 is for denial.
Second. It's moved and seconded to deny 3 lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 38 for Mark J. Wells. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.